This is Africa Tech Kin with Danny That Guy. Logging into biggest tech stories in Zimbabwe, Africa, and the world, right here on ZFM Stereo.
Good evening and welcome to the Africa Tech Kin, live on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. I'm your host, Danny That Guy, your guide through the complicated jungle, sometimes complicated jungle, that is the world of technology. For the next few minutes, we are going to be downloading the biggest technology stories from around the country and around the world and really providing the context so you can understand how technology is moving. Well, last week, I was at the Technomag Convergence Fora, where I was able to sit down not only with the Minister of ICT, Postal and Courier Services, Tatenda Mavetera, but many other stakeholders in the technology world. So I'm going to have some news from that event last week. Not just that, there's also some other news. The government has just put out their eMAP Form 1 portal. So we'll be talking about that as your tech ombudsman right here on the show. Later, we'll also be taking a look at an internet service provider that's shutting down one of its services. Why? What's the story there? Not only that, we'll be looking at some positive news, the Drone University, and what that means for the growth of technology here in the country. There's global news as well. Some big news coming through from Google, some big news coming through from Africa as well as we discuss AI. So there's a lot we're going to talk about on this show. I would love for you to be part of the show. Please send your WhatsApp message to 0772-168-045. Or if you're watching this on YouTube or watching it on one of our social media platforms or listening to it via podcast, then please drop a comment as well. The hashtag we're using is AfricaTechKin. Kin is spelled K-I-N because, as I often say on this show, we are a family. Kin and technology is what connects us. So let's get right into the show, shall we? Let's start with our first story, a major event that was on the local tech calendar that I attended last week. Not only did I attend, I also had the privilege of emceeing this particular event. It was the Technomag Convergence Forum that brought together all the key players, whether it's government, industry, regulators, even students who were in the same room to discuss some of the different things that are affecting the realm of ICT and technology as a whole. The guest of honor was, of course, the Minister of ICT, Postal and Courier Services, Tatenda Mavetera. And whoa, has she been trending on Twitter this week? Lots to talk about there. We won't get into too much of those other details, but I do think it's important for me to set the record straight as to what this event was actually about. So, long story short, this was billed as a more informal style of event in which all these different stakeholders could sit and say their piece, express their thoughts, express their recommendations. And the minister was in there listening, as well as the various other stakeholders were also listening. It allowed for robust debate. It allowed for different opinions. And there was a lot discussed in that particular room. So yes, there were influencers, but that wasn't the main story. It was one of the panels. We'll get into it. Let me start off by talking about something that the minister spoke about when she gave her address. She did open it up to questions as well. And one of the questions that she was asked was, why is it that Strive Masiwa, who has founded Cassava Technologies and is a Zimbabwean billionaire, one of the well-known names in African technology, his company has announced several investments into African countries with regards to AI. However, none of them are coming to Zimbabwe. Why? Valid question, I thought. Well, the minister also put forward her reasons as to why she believed that that was not coming through to Zimbabwe. And one of the things that she mentioned was the operating environment for different businesses. And she called for a relook at Zimbabwe's taxes, especially when it comes to technology companies, telcos, the ICT sector as a whole in general.
Yes, we have engaged Mr. Strike Masiwa. What we really want to appreciate that our president is doing is looking at some structural issues, which could be an impediment to that.
He has spoken about the issue of even our taxes. We need to look at even incentives. There's some certain incentives which I've offered that we also need to embrace as a country. So this is a conversation that we are having even with the Minister of Finance. And we continuously need to be able to have it and make sure that we enable the environment more and make sure that we get more investments coming, not only even from Strive Masiwa, even from even other major players. What is it that they've done? I'll tell you, we've got Uzbekistan, which has even gone in and said 0% tax for any ICT company. But of course, for us as a country, we are still we've got some limitations for us to do that. But let's work on it. Let's work towards something similar to that, which will enable us to have more investment into the country.
She was calling for Zimbabwe to make investment in Zimbabwe a lot more attractive, a more attractive investment destination. So she was advocating for a significant reduction in taxes for external companies investing in the country. Minister Mavetera also gave an update on what her ministry was doing with regards to Starlink. She indicated as part of her address that as a ministry, they were pushing for a ground station to be set up in Zimbabwe.
In fact, Starlink has since been identified and identified in Zimbabwe as one of its leading African markets, a direct testament to the appetite and readiness of our nation's innovation drive. We are now looking at the next phase, the localization of ground stations. But it starts off with the basics. Which are the basics that we need to be communicating today? Allow me again to actively say there is need for us to explore ways to attract and facilitate companies with the capacity to bring and operate ground stations in Zimbabwe, which will enhance connectivity quality, reduce latency, and improve resilience in our broadband infrastructure. My ministry is already working on frameworks to make Zimbabwe a viable and attractive destination of such high-capacity investments.
Of course, the Honourable Minister was not the only speaker at this particular forum. There were plenty of other speakers. For example, Dr. Innocent Mache, the Deputy Reserve Bank Governor, was actually saying that the future of the monetary policy for the RBZ is digital. Another representative of the RBZ, who was representing again the governor, Dr. John Mshayabano, of course, the governor was not there, but this particular representative, an executive in payment systems, finance, marketing, and operations, Mr. Douglas Muranda, he made a very interesting announcement, and it was that the RBZ was now putting in place zero-rated charges for all transactions below $5. That was very interesting. It got a big round of applause from the audience because I think not many people were expecting that. So it looks like the RBZ, as the regulator in the financial space, is going to be exempting all digital transactions on whatever fintech or whatever financial platform that you use, whether it's EcoCash, Inbox, Omari, whatever it is. If it's a transaction below $5, it should be free, and that it would be exempted from some of the various charges that are associated with these kind of money movements. Now, this was an announcement that was made at this forum. Of course, there will be need to follow up to see what is actually going to be implemented as it comes out into the market. So we will follow up, of course, with the RBZ, and we'll be paying attention to how these policies are implemented. But looks promising. We hope that this will indeed be implemented and reduce the cost burden, especially on low-income earners who are very often using these mobile money applications, encouraging the use of digital payments more and more because we want to remove those costs and charges. My takeaway from this whole event: there's a lot that needs to be discussed. There's a lot of people that need to come together, and there's a lot of consensus that needs to be reached. Something else that I also learned: there's no one size fits all. There's so many different ways of doing things. So once we reach a consensus, we move forward as a country and we can be able to see the growth of ICT here in Zimbabwe. Yes, there was a panel on social media discussions. The minister did invite onto the platform Madam Boss and Taro Gezi to engage with her about what some of their challenges were with the use of social media. It's a brief panel. It must have been 15 minutes or so. And they basically mentioned that they've experienced cyberbullying, and they mentioned how very often in the corporate space, they are not taken seriously whenever it is that they are trying to put forward their services. The minister gave some suggestions. Some other suggestions were heard around the room, but that really was just a footnote in the general overall discussion when it comes to the movement of Zimbabwe as an ICT hub in the region and our own policies going forward. Okay, let's move on from the Technomag Convergence Forum, and let's move on to something that we like to do on this show. We style ourselves as tech ombudsmen. Really, we're paying attention to the government and public institutions and how they implement technology for our benefit, hopefully. Well, this past week, we got a little bit of news that probably will affect a lot of grade 7 parents who are looking forward to enrolling their children in high school next year. The Ministry of Education has opened up the EMAP platform for 2026 Form 1 onboarding applications. Long story short, emap.co.zw, parents can go on there and register their children and get their children registered into various high schools for Form 1. This looks like it's the initial part of a rollout that eventually high school students will be able to be enrolled online through this Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education online portal, EMAP. for Form 1 applications. According to news from TechZim, Zimbabwe has close to 400,000 candidates that wrote grade 7 exams, roughly. So we can expect that 400,000 people are going to be applying to get into high school in Form 1 next year. Well, this EMAP platform is supposedly in place to make the onboarding and the application of a Form 1 space much easier, especially for government high schools. So if you're a parent and you're looking to enroll your children into Form 1, the EMAP platform will be accessible until 31 December, so you have time to actually do your applications. The procedure is supposedly very straightforward. Once you visit the portal on emap.co.zw, you register by creating an account, you log in, you select your 5 schools, there's no preferential or order to them, and then you wait for the schools to accept your application. Should your application be accepted, then all the other applications automatically fall away. But there is a warning that's included in this procedure. It says that you must be very careful about declining an offer. It is a final decision, and it's a risk that may result in your child securing no boarding place at all. So please get a little bit familiar with the platform before you just decline any offers that you receive, because you might find that it's an irreversible decision. Well, it's good to see that some of these systems are becoming automated and we're using technology to move forward. Really, at this point, you should be applying online anyway. So it's good to see that EMAP is online. Now we just want to see if it works. Okay, let's take a quick break as we continue with the show. When we come back from the break, we've got some more news, both local, regional, and international. Just a quick reminder, this is the Africa Tech Kin, K-I-N. Please use the hashtag Africa Tech Kin on whatever social media platform that you would like to use for us to be able to continue this discussion. It's a way for us to connect and to build a community of enthusiasts in technology. So hashtag Africa Tech Kin, and we'll find each other on there. In the meantime, my name is Danny That Guy. We'll be right back after this break.
Serving you hits, just the hits.
I got family at the end of the day, that's all I need.
Yo, what's going on? This is Drizzy Drake. This is my station.
Family.
Your hit music station.
See.
Welcome back to the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo. I'm your host, Danny That Guy, and we're continuing our discussion of some of the big technology news items that came out this past week. And we're trying to see what context there is, how we can understand them, and what it teaches us about where we're going as a nation and where the opportunities are for you as well. Well, a couple of quick local technology news stories I wanted to bring to your attention. About last week, we discovered that Utande, one of the local ISPs, announced that they are shutting down their LTE and WiMAX services by the end of January 2026. The official explanation was changes in the licensing and regulatory framework on spectrum usage fees was the reason for this shutdown. Well, it seems that once again, the regulatory environment and the financial and economic environment is making it difficult for technology companies to really become profitable. It has to do with the cost of licensing and regulation, specifically the unified telecommunications license that Utande needed to be able to provide this service. And it turns out that this was a very expensive license, which was not justified by the demand of these services. So that's being shut down. Well, this is important news because as consumers, we want to have options when it comes to internet service providers that we're looking for. If you are currently an Utande customer using their LTE or WiMAX services, you've got a deadline. That's the 31st of January, 2026. They are moving their customers, they said, to other options like fiber and VSAT, but it looks like it's the end of the end of an era for that LTE or WiMAX technology. It's also a good reminder on the technological life cycle. Older, more fixed wireless technologies are being replaced by things like fiber and some of these more stable technologies that we have right now. So it's sad to see that go, but let's see if this is going to lead to better innovations and better solutions that are coming in terms of ISPs. Another quick local technology story I wanted to share with you, a happy story. I was hoping to talk about it last week, but we did run out of time. And that was a story that the Drone University was granted a license by the Civil Aviation Authority of Zimbabwe back in October 2025. And it becomes possibly the first drone university in Africa that is accredited to offer remotely piloted aircraft maintenance training, or RMT. So this drone university is then going to offer a course that allows people to then learn how they can perform maintenance on these drones. Great news. First in Africa? I think that's great news. I like it. High value, specialized workforce that do a specific task in technology. I want to see more of that. A skills-based economy, I think, is good for us. So I'm happy to hear this news, and I thought it was good news to share with you as well. All right, let's zoom out a little bit from Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at Africa as a whole. Now, I was reading in a publication called Tech Cabal about a very interesting survey that was done from the FII Institute that showed that citizens in the global south, specifically in Africa, are significantly more optimistic about AI than those in the global north. This particular report showed that 92% of respondents in African countries like Nigeria and Ghana say that AI tools are important in their daily lives, versus a much lower response in countries in the global north, like the United Kingdom, which is 36%, or France, which is 23%. Long story short, it seems that according to the survey, people in Africa are a lot more optimistic about AI than people are in Europe or America, for example. Global South respondents were reported as being more likely to believe that AI will create more jobs than it destroys. Now, I found this very interesting because this survey seems to indicate that Africa is very bullish and optimistic about AI in general. Could it mean that there's high investor confidence? Could it mean there's opportunity here in Africa for the widespread adoption of various AI tools? Something to think about. I did promise you a look into potential opportunities. But yes, it seems Africa is more bullish about AI than the rest of the world. On the flip side, does that mean we are more prone to get manipulated or exploited because of our belief in the almighty good that is AI? You decide. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. While we're speaking about AI, another very interesting story that came out this past week was that Google announced Ironwood, their latest iteration of their most powerful custom AI chip. Essentially, they're investing $9.3 billion as a strategic counter to Nvidia. Context: Nvidia is the most valuable company in the world, recently crossing the $5 trillion US dollar valuation mark. And the reason it is the most valuable company in the world is because it has an incredible monopoly in creating the chips that are needed for all these AI tools. So basically, whatever AI company you can think of in the world, they need AI, they need GPUs made by Nvidia. Google seems to be trying to get a chunk of that, or at least to challenge that monopoly. Now, Google has been making what they're calling TPUs, or Tensor Processing Units. They're custom-built AI chips built specifically for AI and machine learning, and their most recent iteration is viewed as an extremely powerful chip that could potentially compete with Nvidia's monopoly. Of course, the market will decide that as time goes, but something for me to mention to you so you can pay attention to it and see what's going to happen in the world of AI. This is good news for us, of course, because once you break a monopoly, prices go down. Hopefully the price of AI goes down. Hopefully the price of AI training goes down as well. And it's something that we can start implementing more widespread here in Africa. Okay, those are some of the stories that we had to discuss. Enjoyed them. I would love to hear your thoughts on them. But before we end the show, we want to get into our favorite segment of the show, our new sponsored segment, proudly brought to you by Samsung.
This is The Plug with Samsung.
That's right. This is The Plug with Samsung, the section of the show that is proudly sponsored and brought to you by Samsung as we take a look at how Samsung can make your life better with technology. Now, in previous weeks, we've been paying attention to devices. We've reviewed several Samsung devices, and that's been great. But for this week, we're going to make a slight pivot, and we're going to talk a little bit more about software. We've been talking a little bit about Galaxy AI, but today I wanted to look past just the hype and to pay a little bit more attention to Galaxy AI. That's essentially the AI consumer tech that is brought to you by Samsung and in their various Samsung devices. And we want to see how useful are these devices for us. So we're going to look at a suite of different tools that fall under the Galaxy AI label. But overall, what we're talking about is the fact that on a Samsung device, you have access to all these AI tools natively on the device. Something we've spoken briefly about before, but allow me to put a little bit more eyeballs on it. Circle to search. So picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram or whatever social media platform that you like to use, and you see something that you like. Maybe it's an item of clothing, a jacket that you like, or maybe a piece of furniture, or something that you want to find out a little bit more about. You could try and take a picture, upload it somewhere, try to figure out what this is. But with Galaxy AI, all you got to do is just long press the home button that gives you access to circle to search, and you can circle the picture with your finger. And Galaxy AI automatically starts searching for what that thing that you circled is. It's fast, it's brilliant, it gives you the answers that you need almost in real time. That's the whole point of AI, right? It's supposed to make things easier and faster. And what better way to do it than with images? You got to try out Galaxy AI's Circle to Search on your Samsung device. Shall we look at another feature that we can talk about? Live Translate. This one is a proper game changer for you if you travel or even if you just have family in one region and you speak in different languages. Live Translate is something that can definitely benefit you. You know what I was thinking about when I was reading this particular script? I was thinking about our cross-border traders. You need to spend a couple of days across the border and come back and you need to be able to have a translation on the go. Well, Live Translate could potentially be your solution. This could be either on a phone call or just a person that you're speaking to. Whatever the case is, the person on the other end is speaking a different language, maybe Portuguese from Mozambique or whatever it is. And they hear you and get live translation from this Live Translate feature. Breaks completely the language barrier. Translating the call in real time. My personal favorite out of all the features available under Galaxy AI, Photo Assist. So picture this, you've used your excellent camera on your Samsung device, you've taken a beautiful picture, perhaps it's a sunset at Kariba, but unfortunately there's something in your photo that just, it's ruining your photo. Maybe it's a boat in the wrong place, so you're trying to take a picture of this Kariba sunset and now there's something in your photo that's ruining it. With Photo Assist, you can just remove it or move it. Or do whatever it is, really. Perhaps you're trying to do work for your business and you're taking product shots and you're uploading to Facebook Marketplace. But you look at it and, there's stuff in that photo that just isn't right. Or perhaps your lighting wasn't right or there's background clutter. You can use Photo Assist once again to completely remove those things from your photo. It's basically generative AI that you're using from within your photo app, right in your gallery. Professional level editing with the power of Galaxy AI. Practical, useful tech and tools that you can get in your Samsung device that we love to see and that we're using. I want to hear from you if you're using some of these tools. If you have a Samsung device and you're using the AI tools, how are you finding the experience? Please, the hashtag is AfricaTechKin. Drop a comment or you can send a WhatsApp to 0772-168-045. Now, if you want to experience Galaxy AI for yourself and you want to get yourself a Samsung device, may I recommend that you visit an authorized Samsung retailer that are located across the nation. We have been promising that we're going to give you the list of the Samsung authorized retailers and we're going to bring that to you so you can know where they are, but there are plenty of them around in the country. The goal really of buying from an authorized retailer is that you guarantee that you're buying authentic, original Samsung devices and you get yourself that warranty, 24-month warranty for your Samsung device. So please always buy your Samsung device from an authorized retailer and the prices are competitive and you're getting some great quality as we've already discussed, especially from the software from your Samsung device. So if you're going to get yourself a Samsung device, please try out the Galaxy AI features and see if it doesn't completely change your life in terms of your day-to-day activities and operations. And we want to say thank you very much to Samsung for sponsoring this section of the Africa Tech Kin. We call it The Plug with Samsung.
This is The Plug with Samsung.
And that's our show for this week. What a week. A lot of things that we had to discuss. How the government, through the Ministry of ICT, Postal and Courier Services, is asking questions and getting involved in discussions, as we saw last week, to various initiatives that we are noticing as your tech ombudsman, for example, the eMAP platform. And of course, we've seen various news items that are happening in the world of technology here in Zimbabwe, the AI revolution in Africa, and what we can look forward to and the opportunities that exist in the future. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Danny That Guy. It's been a pleasure to be with you. I'll be back again next week, same time, same place, right here on ZFM Stereo, the Africa Tech Kin, as we continue these important conversations about technology and how it affects you in Zimbabwe, in Africa, and the world. Please continue to engage with this show. The hashtag is Africa Tech Kin, K-I-N. Because as I say on this show, we're all a family and technology is what connects us. You can watch this show on YouTube, where you can see my non-AI generated face. The full show will be available on YouTube shortly after it airs on radio. So just make sure you subscribe to ZFM Stereo on YouTube or look for your favorite podcast app, whatever podcast app you use, subscribe to ZFM Stereo Current Affairs, because shortly after this show airs as well, it will be live on demand for you to listen to whenever you need to listen to it on your favorite podcast app. Thank you very much once again for tuning in. Stick around because Current Affairs continues next right here on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Tune in next time for Africa Tech Kin on ZFM Stereo, discussing all things tech.